live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, Jade McLafferty with you here from the Highland Radio News Desk. Your headlines this hour. The World Health Organization says the COVID-19 global health emergency is over. Award-winning actor Barry Keoghan is urging non-profits in Donegal to apply for the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund. The Dáil has been told it's not acceptable that 2 years since a major bog slide close to a wind farm, no conclusions of what happened have been forthcoming. Adventurer Hannah Shields will be among trail runners and hikers taking to Sleeve League this weekend. These stories in full to follow, as well as sports, with Oisín Kelly, Agus an Nuacht, Le Colm Ferreter. But first in news, the World Health Organization says the COVID-19 global health emergency is over. Almost 7 million deaths have been notified to the World Health Organization in the 3 years of the pandemic. The organization's director, Dr. Ted Rose, J. Braces, says it doesn't mean COVID is over as a health threat.
Yesterday, the emergency committee met for the 15th time and recommended to me that I declare an end to the public health emergency of international concern. I have accepted that advice. It's therefore with great hope that I declare COVID-19 over as a global health emergency.
Meanwhile, Catherine Rote Murray, a public health nurse from Lismore in County Waterford, believes it will come as a huge relief to healthcare workers. However, she says many continue to suffer the effects.
I mean, the sense of relief is, I'm sure, felt by everybody. I mean, none of us will forget the first 2 years, my own area of healthcare, where you had vulnerable patients. Staff in the first year had no access to vaccinations. There were no vaccinations, so everybody was anxious and there was a high level of anxiety about contracting the disease, and even to this day a lot of healthcare workers who contracted it are still suffering the effects of long COVID.
Returning from his Met Gala debut and ahead of Sunday night's IFTA's, BAFTA-winning Irish actor Barry Keoghan has launched the 2023 Coca-Cola Thank You Fund. The BAFTA-winning actor is encouraging non-profit community groups in Donegal to apply for funding, which has this year doubled in size to €200,000 in grants available. The funding is aimed at non-profit organisations who are empowering young people through learning, inclusion and sustainable development. In 2022, Enid Oiga Guidor received a Coca-Cola Thank You Fund grant share of €5,000 to roll out a programme of supports designed to create more employment opportunities in the Gaeltacht area for young native Irish speakers. Figures released today by the CSO show that Donegal remains the county with the lowest average income in the state. The figures also show that Donegal was the only county in the country to register a drop in incomes between 2020 and 2021. Donal Kavanagh has more.
There was an increase of 2.4% in median weekly earnings in 2021 compared to the previous year. They went up from €629 in 2020 to €644 the following year. Median weekly earnings for Dublin were €708, 10% higher than the national figure and almost 37% higher than Donegal, which at €518 had the lowest median weekly earnings in the state. Mean weekly earnings in Donegal that year were just under €616. Average annual earnings in Donegal in 2021 were €39,288, again the lowest figure in the state. Donegal was also the only county to see annual earnings fall between 2020 and 2021 with a 0.7% reduction. That compares to a national average increase of 2%.
The Dáil has been told it's not acceptable that more than 2 years after a major bog slide close to a wind farm at Mean Bog, no conclusions on what happened have been forthcoming despite an immediate multi-agency inquiry. The issue was raised by Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, who said despite the delay in determining what happened, there are live planning applications on very similar land in the vicinity of Gubara, and his concern is the Mean Bog incident could be repeated. Taoiseach Micheál Martin told the Dáil that the government cannot interfere in inquiries and neither can it comment on planning applications. However, Deputy Pringle said the government can publish guidelines, but that have been delayed for years.
It may well play it well to a particular audience to say, well, I call on government to stop the planning. I've heard that before on different issues, and those who advocate that know damn well that the government can't interfere in the planning application or the specifics of a planning case. So I will ask the minister just check what the time frame is in respect to the conclusion of the investigation, because one would presume that the conclusion of the investigation would inform any future planning policy in the area.
I understand exactly what you're saying in relation to individual planning applications, but we're looking at here applications on landscape, very sensitive landscape areas, where one has happened in November 2020, and we yet still to this day have not received any report as to what happened, despite a number of state agencies being involved in it, and a cross-border issue. We have not seen a report that it would have an impact on other applications right across the board, and we could see the possibility of actually a repeat performance again. We've seen a number of instances across the country, not all related to wind farm developments, but of bog sites that have taken place in Galway and Leitrim and Donegal. So this is a national issue. This is an issue that the government should be aware of and should be informed about, and the government should be taking action in relation to it. And you say that the government doesn't have a responsibility in relation to planning and stuff like that there, but yet the government has a responsibility in providing guidelines for wind farms, and has sat on it for 10 years. This is a very serious incident now that could be repeated in the future, and the government is sitting and not making sure that these reports come forward and actually have an impact on making sure that developments could be actually safe, and safe for the environment, but safe for the communities that they're voiced on as well too. I think that's vitally important.
Donegal County Council has been told that bylaws need to be introduced at Piers and Inishowen, which are set to become much busier on foot of changes introduced a week ago by Marine Minister Charlie McConlogue. He announced that Bungay, Glengad and Mallin were being designated as EU entry ports for Northern Ireland registered fishing vessels. Inishowen Councillor Johnny McGuinness says this is a welcome boost for the piers and believes there will be significant demand for this service. However, he says it also raises safety concerns which must be addressed.
We welcome the announcement and the added commercial value of those boats being landed in our local harbours is necessary to the future of the industry itself. But in the interim, I would be calling for the emergency adoption of bylaws that would create and provide for a safe environment for both commercial fishers and also pleasure boat users, or pier jumpers activity. You know, there's different kids going down, you know, for pier jumping and canoeing and other water sports like that. Unfortunately, at the moment, there are no bylaws in the majority of the harbours of Donegal, and in that vacuum, there lies a shortage of rules that can be enforced by whoever is in charge of governing the harbour.
So, in Greencastle last week, Minister McConlogue made this announcement, saying that it was being facilitated by the fact that the SFPA have a new office there in Greencastle, and that allows regulation to take place locally. From what you're saying, there's a lot more to be considered here than just the laws governing fishing.
Certainly so. The basic safety parameters that you'd expect from a working environment like that simply do not exist. This is something that has to be let out upon immediately, and we've got to be proactive and enforcing measures, and we can't do that without bylaws. A harbour without a bylaw is simply an ungoverned area, and it's a recipe for disaster.
The Taoiseach has said the government remains committed to supporting the Ulster University campus at McGee College in Derry. The issue was raised in the Dáil this week by People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett, who said the issue was raised with him by a number of people while he was canvassing in the region for his party's candidates in the forthcoming local elections. He said promises have been made, but they haven't yet been followed through.
I was up canvassing in Derry and Strabane for the People Before Profit candidates over the last couple of weeks, and just to mention a couple of issues that were of concern in that northwest area. First of all, the McGee campus. There's been promises after promises about expanding, if you like, the investment and the capacity to build up that university, particularly when there's a lot of people leaving, young people leaving that area, and those promises have really come to very, very little, despite being made repeatedly. So the case for investment in McGee was impressed strongly on me.
Adventurer Hannah Shields will be among trail runners and hikers taking the Sleeve League this weekend. The South Donegal tourist attraction will host the XL Sports trail running and hiking races over the coming days. Hannah Shields, who was the first Northern Irish woman to summit Everest and the first Irish woman to reach the North Pole, will be participating in the 13K race and sharing her experiences. Participants will have the opportunity to enjoy the stunning scenery of the Sleeve League cliffs, as well as challenge themselves on the varied terrain. Founder of XL Sports, Eunan Quinn, explains the event brings many people to the county.
Across all the events, in total we have close to 300 people. We have 180, 190 people for tomorrow morning for the 13K, and then we have various numbers of participants across the 25K and the 50K and the Trilogy, so all making up the weekend. So close to 300 people, and we have people coming in. They're coming from all over Ireland, and we have a few actually coming from overseas, whether they're visiting or they just happen to come across the event, but we have some overseas visitors as well. So It's a great weekend for the local community and the local area and all the businesses, and has a huge economic benefit as well to the local area.
Opinions are divided in Donegal as to whether or not there's a need for a new political party representing farmers. The issue has been raised by independent TD Michael Fitzmaurice, who says the voices of the farming community are being lost in national debates. That's a view that's shared by Donegal Town Mart manager Emer McGuinness.
Do I see a need for it? Absolutely. I do believe that there should be, and I do understand why Michael Fitzmaurice has taken to do what he has done. When you have a particular party, regardless what that party is in government, you have to have an opposition party. And the reason you have to have an opposition party is for you have to listen to everybody's concerns and what their opinions are. And it's like any decision you make anywhere, you have to listen to everyone around the table because they might have a very good argument to put forward. And I feel that that's sometimes where we fall down.
That's Emer McGuinness speaking during the Friday panel discussion on today's 9 till noon show. However, a differing view was offered by Donegal County Council, Cathaoirleach, Councillor Liam Blaney, who says different farm organisations hold differing views. He questions whether one party or organisation can represent all of these.
Michael Fitzmaurice, as far as I remember, mooted this a number of years ago as well about starting up a new farming organisation. He didn't take it anywhere at that stage. Is he trying to give himself a bit of public support out there through the farming community before the next general election? I'm not so sure what the idea behind it is, but I do believe that there is enough farming organisations in the country as it stands. You're talking about opposition, there's plenty of opposition to each other. There's numerous amounts of farming organisations there. I was a member of an organisation myself, a farmer organisation. I left, I'm a member of another one now. When they're up here, they tell us what the small farmer want to hear. When they're down the south of the country, they tell them what the larger farmer want to hear. That is wrong. I think if you're going to represent a particular type of farmer, you should be representing that particular type of farmer, not trying to represent them all.
We'll now take a short commercial break and we'll be back with sport and nuked and more at past 11.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back. I'll now hand you over to Mr. Oisin Kelly for all the latest in the world of sport.
Thanks, Jade. We start with athletics. Mark English returns to the track this evening. The Finn Valley man will compete in the 800 metres at the Diamond League in Doha. He's due on track around 6 o'clock Irish time. It will be his first outdoor race of the year and his first since he was indoors in Spain back in February. Thomas Barr and Sarah Lavin will also be in action in the 4 and 100 metre hurdles. Elsewhere in the athletics front this week, Brendan Boyce was selected to compete for Ireland at the European Race Walking Team Championships, and that event will take place in the Czech Republic on the 21st of this month. In football, Finn Harps are making the long trip to Cove for their first division tie against the Ramblers this evening. Kickoff is 7:45 at St Colm's Park. Harps are chasing a fourth win of the campaign, while the Cork side go into the game having beaten Kerry 4-1 in their last outing. Former Finn Harps captain Declan Boyle feels it's going to be another tough night for the Ballybuffet side.
It's going to be a difficult match for them, I really see it. But yeah, if Harps can get out with a draw, it would be a really good result. But, you know, you never know, obviously. You know, you might skip away 1-0, but at the current form, Cove are good players. You know, the top end of the pitch, they've got a lot of experience, and they're very, very, very good. So it's going to be a difficult match for Finn Harps. But yeah, maybe we can get a result, but I just can't see it, to be truthful.
In the other First Division games tonight, leaders Galway United face second place Waterford. Tritty United host Athlone Town, and Kerry FC are at home to Longford, with Wexford taking on Bray Wanderers. Bohemians can go 7 points clear at the top of the SSE or Trusty Premier Division table tonight with a win in the Dublin Derby. They make the short trip to the Tallaght Stadium to play rivals and defending champion Shamrock Rovers. Derry City can close the gap on the top two as they take on Drogheda United. Shane McElhinney knows Drogheda will post another stern test for the Candy Stripes.
The games are coming freaking fast this time of the year. And we know it's not going to be an easy game, but we have to have a switch of attitude to go down there. It's going to be a fight down there and a tight pitch. And we know what Drogheda's about. You know, they're an honest team, and they're respected by every team in the league. We'll not go down there and take on Little Lick by no means. So,
in the other games tonight, Cork City and St Patrick's Athletic will clash at Turner's Cross, and Shelburne host UCD. Finn Harps' Oisin Cooney will be among the Republic of Ireland men's under 16 squad that heads to Slovakia next week for a UEFA development tournament. Cooney is one of 5 players to get a first ever Ireland call-up. Ireland begin the tournament against Latvia next Wednesday, followed by the Ukraine on Friday the 12th, and they finish up playing the host Slovakia on Monday week the 15th. In the FAI Schools Minor Boys National Cup semi-final for under 15 large schools today, unfortunately there was defeat for Carndonagh Community School in their semi-final clash, which was played at the Monaghan United grounds. They went down by 2-0 against Marist College from Athlone. The IRFU have confirmed that Greg McWilliams has left his role as Ireland women's head coach by mutual consent and with immediate effect. He succeeded Adam Griggs in late 2021, but led Ireland to the wooden spoon in this year's Women's Six Nations. The rest of the management team will remain in place. The first of the United Rugby Championship quarterfinals sees Ulster facing Connacht. That's in Belfast tonight. Kickoff at the Kingspan Stadium is at 7:35. On the Gaelic Games front, Donegal will start the All-Ireland Series on the weekend of Saturday the 20th or Sunday the 21st of May. The CCCC have confirmed the schedule for the first 2 weekends of the series, but full fixture details still have to be released. Donegal will play the losers of the Munster final, be it Kerry or Clare, away from home on the first weekend of the first round fixtures, while Tyrone, who are awaiting the Connacht winners, be it Galway or Sligo, are also playing on that first weekend, the 20th or the 21st. All second round games will be played over the June bank holiday weekend, with the final group games at neutral venues on the weekend of the 17th and 18th of June. Well, our feature game on Sunday afternoon here in Highland comes from the Neave Padraic Club in Lifford. The Ulster Ladies Senior Football Championship fixture will see Donegal face Armagh as the county look to secure place in the provincial final. Karen Guthrie says victory in Cavan has lifted the squad this week.
You know, there's just a nice wee buzz about the place. There's a wee bit more intensity and intent in going at it now. Just the one just gives everybody a lift. It kind of changes the dynamic, as you know. So everybody's looking forward to the game against Armagh this weekend. Regardless, you want to keep a wee bit of momentum, regardless already in the final or what way it pans out. You can't really rely too heavily on Armagh due to play Cavan ahead of their men's game next week. You'll imagine they want to win that, but I don't think they'd ever give in to coming down to Donegal and getting bit. So everybody's just looking forward to a home game in Lifford. We haven't had a championship game ever, and not in my time anyway, at home. And the Lifford club have been excellent to us. All our underage squads and for training through championship last year and the year before, and just looking forward to a game at home too as well.
The Summer Hurling League continues on the Donegal GA front this evening with 4 games down for decisions. St Unions have won 4 from 4, and they are away from home in Ballyshannon playing Éireann tonight. While Buncrana, second in the standings, make the short trip to Burt, with the other 2 games, Satanta against Carndonagh and Inlow against Sean McCool's. Finally, in golf, Shane Lowry is in big danger of missing the cut at the Wells Fargo Championship. With 3 holes remaining of his second round, he's 3 over par, 3 shots beneath the projected cut mark. Rory McIlroy and Seamus Power will tee off either side of 6 o'clock from 3 and 2 under respectively. But at the head of the field, Xander Schauffele, Nate Lashley and Wyndham Clark all lead the way on the back 9, sitting at 7 under par. Sinead in sports, Bay Major Asher Iscomara, Ega Dog Clug. Jade.
Gormila Mahagadog, Sinead August Anish, and Nuked, Le Colum Ferreter.
She were Mahasa Colum Ferreter and Shaw let not brief skilty. Shaw will plan Changan the Geltic to Lat and Chacht and Shaw, and see it plan and cost you, plan a la Changa, the Geltic to Lat, Ijanta la Hoffiga, E. McRury, a steward and process, Le She Bliana and Us, I got your to Pubble, the Geltic to Lat. Tashi Marim again plan Changa, Dolly Vime, Erchlactus Changa and Pubble, Vala Jarafa, August Lean the Ganchuri Lehole. So Limister Plana La Changa a Ardu Le Jai Fuingid Lilin Trevse Shart Mliana and Flan. Sholu factus te haniak de gale vota the chudge Connor Nigeliga in Yekomai, Murchudge den actus Lorgayu commitment chi te haniak de o art barchi o hui kestin the Changa, Ferber's policy agus strategy den Geliga Sukholia, Servishi agus Ashina a Kurt foil. August factus a ardu don gelige sna she hunde. Telleri has specia a lorago iratasuri arunaha con balriacht a glacu so kostia loganumnaha, kostia arna capu aganara tus turasora de le August trevsha tribliana at he gest. Le glacfer le leri hit specia guji man lay and kuigula jegdami valtanya. August be August a fele. Urs and Vala Gudji Lachu Kennan and Jerry Shart and Yasha, Kellur Hart and Fockle Bio, Lehemakti Coulter Hugus Letterha, Anagru Eg Offig Planala Changa, Linra Lachu Kennan, a mask e canchori atala frastal, Irenela, na scrive nori moya deni ren, ethna ni galahur, Agus Garajin Bratna, to Gahulus, Egan Siv Linra LC Bunkai E. Shin Mahodsha, Eligulier, Slanagus Barakt.
Gurmila Fuckcollum. An in-person non-statutory public consultation event to discuss the Letterkenny Southern Network project will take place this month. The project is currently at Phase 2 option selection, which includes the identification of potential improvement options. The purpose of this public consultation is to inform the public of the project and to invite feedback. The event will take place on Thursday, May 18th from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. A number of parades across Derry and Strabane may cause minor traffic disruptions this weekend. For more information, visit our website highlandradio.com. And finally, looking to weather. A mix of cloud and sunny spells this evening with scattered showers, light to moderate southerly breezes. Showers easing overnight with patches of fog and mist developing. Light southerly or variable breezes and lows of 8 to 10 degrees. Your main headlines this hour once more. The World Health Organization says that COVID-19 global health emergency is over. Award-winning actor Barry Keoghan is urging non-profits in Donegal to apply for the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund. The Dáil has been told it's not acceptable that 2 years after a major bog slide close to a wind farm in Mean Bog, no answers are yet available. Adventurer Hannah Shields will be among trail runners and hikers taking to Sleeve League this weekend. The South Donegal tourist attraction will host the XL Sports trail running and hiking races over the coming days. That's all for now. I'll be back with headlines at 6. The obituary notices Friday evening, May 5th. The death has occurred of Kathleen Merritt, London, and formerly Ard McCarran, Ballybuffet. Reposing at McCool's funeral home, Ballybuffet, with visiting times tomorrow and Sunday from 6 p.m. to rosary each night at 9 p.m. Funeral leaving from there on Monday at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Tess Patton, née Caldwell, 6 Crocketore Road, Newton Stewart. Reposing at her home today from 8 p.m. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. to St Eugene's Church, Glenoch, for funeral mass on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Interment afterwards in Glenoch Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Jojo Boyle, Mina Cross, Glen Colum Kill. Removal from McCabe's funeral home, Brackey, Ardara, this evening at 7:30 p.m. to repose at his late residence in Mina Cross. House private tonight. Removal to St Columba's Church, Cashel, Glen Colum Kill on Sunday for funeral mass at 1 p.m. with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of James Campbell, Ballina Cottages, Falcarra, formerly of Redcastle. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this afternoon at 3 p.m. His remains will repose at his home, 31 Ballina Cottages, Falcarra. Rosary at 9 p.m. each night. The house private pleas after rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass will take place on Sunday at 1 p.m. in St Finan's Church, Falcarra, with burial afterwards in Falcarra Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of Kieran Rorty, funeral director, or any family member. The death has occurred of Philip McCallion, Minta Halla, Illies, Ballymangan, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for 11 a.m. Mass in St Mary's Church, Cockhill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Bella Gill, née McGee, St Columbkill Village, and formerly Lahahurry, Isle of Doa, Clonmany and Derrybeg. Her remains will repose at St Columbkill Village Oratory from 2 p.m. till 8 p.m. today. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 p.m. going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 2 p.m. with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St Columbkill Village, care of any family member, or Comiskey Funeral Directors. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.